message.
Welcome back to the place where big ideas get miniaturized for your busy day. And today I want to speak about your inner child. Yes, that little version of you who still insists on eating dessert first and sulks when life doesn't feel like recess. Let's talk about why embracing this little mischief maker or monster could be the secret to managing your adult chaos. First things first, your inner child is not just some quirky metaphor. It's the part of you that holds your earliest memories, emotions, and, let's be honest, an inexplicable attachment to macaroni art. Ignoring this part of you is like pretending your childhood photos do not exist. Spoiler, they do exist, and your mom's got them framed. So, how do we embrace our inner child? Step one, get curious. Picture them sitting across from you at the dinner table. What would they say? Maybe it's, why don't we play anymore? Or, you work too much. Or maybe just, do we still hate broccoli? The goal isn't to scold the kid for interrupting your busy life, it's to listen. Step two, indulge them, but in moderation. Your inner child loves fun, so schedule it in. No, I'm not saying you need to start finger painting in the middle of your workday, though if you do, please send me pictures. But maybe it's blasting your favorite childhood songs or eating a popsicle on the porch. Small moments of joy that remind your inner child that they still matter. Step three, set boundaries. Yes, that inner child is cute, but left unchecked, they're gonna demand ice cream for dinner and insist you spend your rent money on Legos. Remind them, we can't buy a pony right now, but how about a trip to the park? It's about balance. Honoring that kid within while still adulting responsibly. Finally, don't forget to offer reassurance. Your inner child likely has wounds, big ones. Maybe it's fear of failure, rejection, or that time they were picked last for dodgeball. Be the adult they needed back then. Remind them, we've got this. We're safe now. The key to managing your inner child is to embrace them, not suppress them. They're not here to ruin your adulting streak. They're here to remind you that life is supposed to have a little magic. So, thanks for spending less than 4 minutes with me. Now, go play, dream, or at least eat a popsicle. See you next time.